Hank Tyler closed the hood on the beat-up pickup truck his daughter had saved for 2 years to buy.
"You're good to go, Sandra,"
he said, wiping his hands on an oily rag. She wasn't the prettiest truck, but she was well-made. He felt the tears welling in his eyes as he looked at the young woman before him.
"Thanks, Daddy,"
he heard her call out as she climbed in behind the wheel.
"She's not much to look at, but she's reliable and should get you to Nashville,"
he said with a grin. Sedra returned his smile.
"That's all I can ask. The rest is up to me."
"I'll pray for you every night. Call me often as you can,"
he said with tears blurring his eyes.
"Follow your heart and your dream."
He patted the side of the truck.
"I will, Daddy,"
she promised. Sedra saw the emotion building in her father's face and knew she had to go before she changed her mind.
"I love you,"
she said as she cranked the truck.
"I love you too."
Sedra put the truck in gear and pressed the gas pedal as she slowly pulled down the drive. She looked in her rearview mirror and watched her father wave as she drove away. When she reached the hard road, she turned right. Looking back at the only home she had ever known, Sedra honked her horn and waved a final goodbye to her father with tears flowing down her cheeks.
"Good luck, Sedra,"
Hank said to himself. He watched as his only child drove away in pursuit of her dreams and turned to make his way slowly back into the empty house. He sat down in his favorite chair and looked at the photograph of his beloved wife Melinda, who'd passed away a year ago. She had suffered a debilitating stroke just after Sedra had graduated from high school, and the two of them had provided her care until she suffered another massive stroke and died.
"Watch over our baby girl,"
he whispered to the face smiling back at him from the frame. For almost a year now, he and his daughter had continued aimlessly until one night a month ago, he sat her down for a talk.
"I know you have big dreams of going to Nashville and breaking into country music," he told her. "Now that your mother is gone, I think it's time that you pursue those dreams."
Sedra had immediately replied,
"But Daddy, who'll be here to take care of you in the house?"
"I'm 50 years old, and I think I can take care of myself and keep the house from falling around me. I appreciate your sticking around to help with your mom, but now it's time you move on."
Sedra once more had started to protest, and Hank cut her off.
"I'm not kicking you out, but you were born to follow your dreams, and I fully expect to hear you on the radio someday."
Hank had breathed a sigh of relief when she smiled and nodded her agreement, and then walked back to the kitchen to finish preparing their dinner. Hank could imagine Sedra going to bed that night with a million thoughts running through her head.
"You're gonna do just fine, babe girl,"
Hank had whispered and turned off his bedside lamp.